Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the Penn State collective serving 31 sports and over 800 student athletes at Penn State. And with me today, of course, Executive Director of HVU, Mike Villagrana. Mike, how are we doing today?
Doing great, Jim. A lot of things going on in the building. Practice is still going. You know, they're starting to get ready for Nevada. So it's exciting. You know, it's right around the corner. We keep talking about it, but it is. It's finally here. You can see it behind me. You know, at the time that we're recording, it's 9 days. Kind of gives me a little bit of anxiety, you know, making sure that, you know, everything that we're going to be doing for the game days and the week of game day is ready to roll. So it's exciting.
Yeah. By the time this episode's coming out on Monday of game week, okay? So this is game week. We got past week zero. I've always loved that reference. It's week one. We're all getting set to go here. I know besides taking care of the team, you also got to take care of your little guys. Last week we talked about your son with football practice, but you also have a little girl too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. So, it's so funny because we were talking about it and my family was coming back from Pittsburgh and they came home and they were like, "Dad, we heard you. We heard you on the radio." I'm like, "What? What are you talking about?" And they're like, "On the show that you do with Jim." I was like, "Oh, okay. Yeah. It's Monday. Okay. Got it." And then my daughter was mad, to say the least, at me. And she's six, because we were talking about my son Dominic and how Kyron Hudson, I took him to the practice that previous Saturday and he made this catch, and I was talking about body control and that's what it looks like. And, you know, my daughter did not care for excuses. So I'm mentioning her now, Cameron, so who's doing cheer, and she's doing great. And last week, update on Dom was he, you know, first year tackle football, it's tough for a football guy, a dad, watching him kind of grow through the development and stuff. You just want him to be, you know, an AZ from the get-go, right? That doesn't happen. So there's a lot of patience. And then yesterday he got this I'm a dog chain that they give out to the kids after every practice. And so I was proud of him.
Oh, that's the best. Now, okay, we've talked enough about Dom. I want to hear more about your daughter's Cameron. You said she's doing cheer now. How old is Cameron?
Yeah, and you know what? She's not. She her birthday was on the 8th, so or the 7th. She is 7 now, so she's doing cheer. She's excited about that. She's all into gymnastics and stuff. She's excited, to say the least. They're meeting their teachers. So for the audience that doesn't know, you know, I just moved back to Penn State with my family, so they're all here. You know, the new teachers and all that, you know, that's exciting. At the same time, you're nervous for the kids and getting acclimated, but it couldn't be in a better community for that. Yes. Meeting the principals and the teachers, you know, we're in state college. I think there's like 3 or 4 like main middle schools, and they're all just great, like all of them. Like people that don't know about the community here, obviously it's a huge, you know, sports, you know, everything's surrounded by Penn State, but the academics here and the education are awesome.
Yeah, I had some involvement many years ago with State College High. Great experience, great folks over there. But have you been over to the State College High School football stadium?
So that's something I'm looking forward to. In the past, I haven't been able to go to them because of my role. But now I think I got to check on it, but I'm pretty sure I'm able to go to these games. And what I've heard, these games are awesome. It's kind of cool. It's like in a bowl.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, it's really neat.
It is. I've been to the stadium, but I haven't been there for a game. I'd like to sometime. And maybe that's it. Sometime when I'm in town, hopefully there's a weekend where State College High has a home game, same weekend as Penn State's playing, so I'll be in. We should go over to a high school game together. High school 100%. Football is incredible. It is so good. It's very good here in Pennsylvania, and State College traditionally has some really good teams.
Yeah, I can tell just by the coaches that are on my son's youth program. A lot of them coach the high school level too at state college. So it feels good to get these kids are getting the same development and type of coaching that these high school kids are getting. And, you know, when you have an AZ out there coaching the kids, it's awesome. you know, they're getting coached up right.
Yes, that's very good. Plus, those coaches, they know they have to be on their game. If they look over on the sideline and there's a bunch of, you know, Penn State lettermen, current coaches, they better have their act together.
Half our staff is at practice at some point. You know, they run over here depending on the day. They run over to practice. But, yeah, you'll see all the you'll see about 7 of the 10 assistant coaches there. So, yeah, I'd be a little nervous. It would be a little nerve-wracking if I was one of the coaches, or I just want to make sure that the coaches knew I wasn't like a slap coach.
Well, it's so hilarious. I just have this picture in my head of one of the assistant coaches coming out doing some one-on-one drills with the kids, you know, because they just can't help themselves.
Oh, 100%. There's more coaches than players, though.
Well, speaking of practices, and here's my segue, Mike. Last week, you took me to a practice, a Penn State practice. First of all, just officially on the air in front of everybody, I want to thank you for that. What a great experience that is to be there for practice, right there on the field with everyone. Tremendous experience. And just being so close to the action to see how these practices function, it's an incredible operation.
It's insane. A lot of people that don't get the opportunity to, you know, to just see a normal practice, I would advise to figure a way out, especially at a bigger program like Penn State, because I think at one point I pointed to you and Rick. I was like, hey, look at all those coaches out there. Look at this operation. It's insane. And then you have everything broken down to the minute. So things just don't go by, 2:30, we're going to do punt drill. 2:35, we're going to do gas. It doesn't work like that. It's like 2:31, we're going to do 4 periods, and this is going to be 3 minutes. And then at 2:35, we're going to do this. At 2:30, everything is broken down to a T. And to have that, and with the amount of players that we have, you have to have an army of coaches. And not just an army of coaches. I've talked about this. Like, they're good coaches. A lot of these coaches that used to be the board holder, the clipboard holder or whatever, we don't have that. Every coach on here is a well-known coach or was a full-time assistant somewhere in the collegiate level, and it's across the board. So it's pretty neat to see a whole operation. It's really cool. I get a little desensitized by it because I'm around it a lot, but it's really neat when I'm with somebody that hasn't seen it in a while. I think you said you wanted to jump into the stretch lines at one point.
Well, it's so easy to get pumped up. And those of us from the outside watching, you're a fan of this all the time. And I think it's okay for us to share with us who Rick is. Rick is with Buffalo Wild Wings, which that's the little tease that we'll be doing some stuff with them in the future. Right, Rick? Right, Mike?
Rick was with us. That's a good tease. Yeah.
And, you know, so he and I could talk from the same perspective. This is new to us, but so much of the organization, and both Rick and I have been in businesses, different kinds of businesses, and you could go into a business and tell very quickly how the operation is run, okay? And this is a very professionally run operation, and it's a lot of the little things. It's the response of the players. So quick, let's go. Let's move from this station to this station. You mentioned how, okay, it's at 3:36, you do this. Well, there's a scoreboard with a huge clock on it counting down every segment. You know, yeah. This we're doing this for 5 minutes, and you have a PA person. All right, 30 more seconds. Yeah. Then we move on to this. It's like, you know, you're looking around and there's multiple fields and we started out standing here. The team moves to the next field, and it's like there's officials there. Gentlemen, you better move. The action's going to be coming right at you.
Yeah. 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 I got cleated last week. I thought I was being cool about it. Didn't think they were going to come all the way over to my area, but they sure did. And I had to do like a wrestling move. I had to sprawl, but I still got cleated on my shin. So, I got to do better than that. But yeah, yesterday we got to see a couple one-on-one drills at the beginning of practice, which is really neat. It gets the players juiced up. It's a great way after stretch to get a ton of momentum into the rest of practice. But yeah, that was great. But it was great for you to see these guys that I talk about on a weekly basis. So basically confirm that I'm not lying about these guys. Our O line is my favorite group. And you just look at them and it's such a great looking group led by Coach Trout. And then you go to the tight end room, and we've talked at length about how it's the most deep room I've ever seen from a tight end standpoint. You look at the D line, the DBs look, long and pretty, like I always talk about, that linebacker room's coming together. But it was really cool for us to talk about Dan Connor specifically and how he's being acclimated into that position. He's just a natural. And it's just, all those things seeing at practice, it's way different from when you hear it from us. It's really cool when people actually get to see it because it's really neat in person.
And also, you've talked about, and I've quoted you multiple times on this, when I asked you the difference from when you were here previously, about 7-8 years ago, and now, and you made the comment, well, we had athletes then, now we've got big athletes. And we've seen players, off the field in different places. We watch games. We see them. We know. And by we, I mean fans from the outside. We know these players are big and athletic and all of those things. But until you're up close to it, Mike, and could see them as a whole group, you begin to realize it's like, oh, my goodness. Everywhere you look is just these huge athletic people. And it's insane to see it all in one place. And we're running out of time for this quarter. When we come back, I want to tell you about a question that we got from one of our listeners. We'll do that when we return.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United. I'm Jim Galante. With me is Mike Villagrana, Executive Director of HVU. It's quarter number two of our show, and we're talking about last week. I had the opportunity to go to a practice with Mike, and we're just sharing with you that experience. And by coincidence, Mike, I think I've told you on our show that came out on Friday, we get questions from our listeners. And one of the questions this week was, hey, guys, and Jim, maybe you know this better than Andy in talking to people. does this year's team look different? If you see them up close at a practice, how do they look? And I'm thinking, well, that's a very timely question since I was just there. And, you know, I'm not there like this year, last year, the year before watching practices and say the difference, but it just felt like that was the case when you see the athleticism. And I'll give you two things that we saw right at the start. As we walked onto the practice field, the first thing we saw was Gabe Wosu, the kicker. And using your line, that's the first guy you want off the bus. And you say, oh, yeah, that's the kicker. But then the next thing we went over and we got to look at the offensive line. And, Mike, that is just an incredible-looking group.
Incredible. I mean, they're so deep. They're eight deep. They're guys that could probably start anywhere in the country. And then not only those guys, everybody knows those eight, right? They've been around. Most of them have been around for a while. There's these younger guys, too. You know, the Alessini, the younger guys that are developing, you know, in Coach Losey's strength and conditioning program. And you're seeing them. You know, kind of develop, you know, not from just a physical standpoint, but from a mental and mentality standpoint, like they're starting to get it. So that makes you feel really good from where the program is moving forward, you know, long term, you know, have a steady develop your team that, you know, you have a really good roster, older guys, veterans, and then you also have a good amount of guys, younger guys, that are going to come up and hopefully be able to replace those guys next year.
Well, you made a comment while we were there at the practice that, hey, there's five NFL players right there, and there's probably several more who weren't on that specific line of scrimmage. I think as we saw it, Anthony Donka was playing right guard as we saw it, and you know, this was a guy who played a very good right tackle last year. Okay. He was very good. And here you have, you know, perhaps Nolan Rucci playing better down the stretch, and you have Adonka playing right guard, where, as you pointed out, that may very well be where he would end up come NFL time. And it's like, if he's playing right guard, where do you put Cooper Cousins, the super talented guy?
Yeah. And, you know, Coach was very vocal and public about TJ Shanahan coming on strong. So that's a good problem to have. Right. But yeah, you look at that line, it's like every single guy is going to have an opportunity to get drafted in the NFL somewhere, which is what you want. Right. And that attests to Coach Franklin and the staff and the recruiting, the development, everything I talk about over and over again, like it probably becomes white noise to the audience, but we're so lucky to have that. You know, you talk about going back to operations and this practice, and it's fine tuned. Well, Coach Franklin, the way that he is and him being the consistent guy that he is, like, he's had 12 years to build up this practice and this operation exactly how he wants it. You know what I mean? Like, you get first year coaches, they're kind of, their head's spinning and they're drowning from everything that they're trying to get like they want, because they got to work on every single area of practice that they want to get exactly how they want it. And that's tough, right? But now Coach, he's had this for 12 years and he's been able to tweak each part of practice, each area exactly how he wants, and also bring in additional staff to help with that process. So just in a really, really fortunate position to be here at Penn State.
Well, also, when you have that kind of organization, and I often on our show over the years, Mike, I didn't come from, you know, media as my industry, okay? I did other things where I was in the corporate world, and there are things that you learn, and I've worked with a lot of small businesses, and you could see that point where it becomes too big for the owner, the one guy in charge, to keep his arms around everything and personally be able to handle it. And it's that's an important point in a company's growth. Can you get to that next step where, hey, I have a guy who I can trust to go handle that part of the business? And I think and this is me from outside, just want to hear your comment on it. What I think James Franklin might do best is surrounding himself with guys who could do those things. And it didn't happen day one, but here he is, you know, year 10, 11, 12, wherever it is. And you have a guy, a long way for me to say, Coach Troutwine's a hell of an offensive line coach. A few years ago, the offensive line was talked about here like the wide receiver room has been talked about. You know, that's been the challenge. Now it's talent at the top, middle, bottom. There's veterans there. There's great experience, and there's more talent on the way. That's an assistant coach that's worth his weight in gold, Mike.
Yeah, 100%. I think Trout's been open about, you know, the other opportunities that have come to him. And I've talked to other coaches that on this current staff that maybe had some opportunities to go somewhere else last year, but it just doesn't make sense for the position that Penn State is in. You know, it's almost like retaining players. Like we have great resources, you know, led by Pat Kraft. You're at a school historically great. You have, it's stable with a coach that's been here for 12 years. Like, yeah. The coach will tell you that he's very proud of that. That is huge. You don't see that everywhere. So, and usually, take me for an example. You know, when I left, I ended up working for, I think I want to say, four first-year head coaches since returning. They don't get much time. Like, stability isn't really a thing in this space. So if a coach like Trout gets that, he's really got to think really hard if this makes sense. And, you know, it's not just, oh, it's a, you know, a head coaching position somewhere or that has like a powerful logo. Well, hell, Penn State is the most powerful logo, if not right up there with some of the most, the best resources out there. You know, like the family, the community that I just talked about, the education's here. So like I didn't think about this when I was young, but, you know, now I have kids. That's a huge part. My wife, huge part. Like, all that stuff is huge. And so like all those boxes usually get checked off here. And it's not like that every place. So it's really hard for coaches to leave here, I think.
Well, and also you talked about the community and State College and the coaching staff. The other thing that is struck me, and you mentioned it already, seeing Dan Connor coaching. But it also struck me watching Trace McSorley. And this is a little thing, Mike, but during stretching, I saw him kind of working the stretch line, come up to a player, whisper something in his ear, pat him on the back, move on to the next one, a handshake, a positive word. And it's kind of like if you're a current player on that roster, you saw Trace McSorley play. Okay. Yeah. That's not just somebody, oh, I heard a story that 50 years ago he played, you know, you were probably, you know, 12 or 13 years old watching Trace McSorley lead this team to a Big Ten championship. And now he's right there for you to talk to. And also, I think as just because you were a player doesn't make you a great coach. However, if I have to guess on guys who would be really good coaches, Dan Connor, Trace McSorley are two guys that I think I want them, you know, part of my team talking to my players.
Yeah. I think a lot of the guys that I think resonate to or transition to be good coaches that played are the guys that are really smart. They know they're naturally teachers, right? You know, Trace being a quarterback naturally is a leader, but he was really smart. Like, was Trace the most athletic guy ever? He was athletic, but was he Lamar Jackson or like somebody that he didn't have to study the playbook or whatnot? No, he was smart. And so that made him play even faster, made him that much better. And that transitions to the coaching, in my opinion. Dan Connor, you're not the leading tackler in Penn State history at linebacker if you're a dummy. It just doesn't happen, you know, and playing in the league for that long. Like, you have to be very smart. You have to be a locker room guy. You got to know how to be a leader. So they're able to tell them about those qualities, or at least they're going to see it just resonate out of those guys, because just naturally you look at Dan Coach and you're like, holy crap, this guy's a ball coach. You look at Trace, he's just starting, but you can tell he's going to be a ball. He's going to be great.
Well, and also, and again, sharing a conversation a little bit with Rick, who was the representative from Buffalo Wild, who was with us. Well, Rick's a Notre Dame guy, okay? So he doesn't know the Penn State history. So when you pointed out Dan Connor, it started the conversation. All right, well, you know, tell me about this player. What was he like? And my answer as a longtime Penn State guy is he was the definitive Penn State linebacker. This is what a Penn State linebacker looks like, talks like, acts like. Okay. If you're an old school Penn Stater, you want your linebackers to be like Dan Connor. Next best thing is you want them listening to Dan Connor. Okay. So yeah. I'm looking at it from a fan perspective and watching him coach, and I'm like, boy, I like that.
No, yeah, no doubt. I want to backtrack just a little bit before I forget this point that I wanted to make. So you made me think about, you know, coach and everybody that he has to trust, right? And so one of his superpowers is he's able to connect with people in this space from a relationship standpoint. And then he's able to trust them enough to maybe bring them in. So for me, example, bring me in from 15 to 17. So I'm doing, you know, entry level stuff and I'm just busting my tail. So he's able to see that. So I'm able to build some equity with that coach. So maybe he can bring me back one day or whatever, just like he did. But like, there's so many people that he's been able to build relationships with that he has to trust in order to operate like we do, that you're never going to hear about. And it's a shame. And I hope we can do that with this vehicle at some point. But there are so many people that I could shout out right now that are just absolutely pivotal and critical to the success here.
I want to hit more on that, and we'll do that right after this break.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United. I'm with Mike Villagrana, Executive Director at HVU. I'm Jim Galante, and this is quarter number three of our show. We've been talking, Mike, and I'll probably be talking about this for a couple of weeks, okay? Going to the practice. I loved it. I learned so much, saw so much. And we were talking about James Franklin when we finished up the last segment and his ability to create relationships. And it was something, a very small thing happened at this practice that we attended together. Now, you're a regular there. I am not. Rick is not, who is with us. But very early on in the practice, so much going on, so busy, James Franklin comes over to us and introduces himself. And I always shakes my hand. Hey, I'm James Franklin, as if you know, nobody knows who he is. And I'm not a regular at the press conference scrums where, you know, the same folks are there because I'm not in state college, long trip. Anyway, so I've met James several years ago. I've talked to you about that. But just the fact that he took the time, and it wasn't just me and Rick, there were a couple other people who were there as guests. he took the time to say hello and do the things. And someone might say, hey, that's not a big deal. It wasn't hard to do, just took a couple seconds. It's true. It's not a big deal. It's not hard to do. But I doubt many head coaches would do that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been around other places and other coaches, and it's not a bad thing, but that's just who Coach Franklin is. You know, he wants to know exactly who's going to be at practice, one. So he's able to have a conversation with them if there's the opportunity at practice. But, yeah, during stretch, you know, he looks to the sideline. He sees a couple people, those couple of the visitors, and he'll come over, say hello. You know, he'll forget. He doesn't shake my hand sometimes. You know, I didn't get a handshake. But, no, he's awesome with it. And it's pretty cool because it makes a difference to people. It's little, but, you know, in this relationship business, you know, that's become so transactional, and it just reaffirms that he doesn't want it to go that way. You know, like when you do things like that, yeah, he's going to stay true to himself, and what he's built there for 12 years is being a relationship person. So being able to go shake somebody's hand that he hasn't met is huge, and it may pay dividends down the line, depending on who the person is, right?
Exactly. And that's a special quality that he has. Now, I'll tell you what, Mike, let's get back into the actual practice itself and what we saw, because I think this would be intriguing for our listeners. It certainly was for me. You mentioned that we got to see some of these one-on-one drills, which is essentially a quarterback, a receiver, and one defender. And they're heading into the end zone. They're what, at like the 10 or 15-yard line?
Yep.
For the play. There's actually officials there to flag usually the defensive player. And it's simply one-on-one, the receiver versus a defender. The defender's put into a difficult position. A couple things stood out to me just in watching that and up so close. First of all, again, the size, quality of athlete you're dealing with. But these one-on-ones, it may have been rough on the defensive players, but boy, are they physical.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's like, I guess it's like them playing like cover zero down in the red zone. Like, yeah, you get a lot, you know. So they don't have help left or right of them or behind them, obviously. So it's tough for them. And I mentioned that to you guys yesterday. It's really a offensive drill, right? But it's really good. It's really impressive when you see these DBs be physical and then lock somebody down and make a play. Because they're going to have to make those plays at some point in a critical situation in the red zone during the season. So it's great. The juice is very high. The coaches are very into it. The entire staff is very into it. It's a really good drill.
It is, and everybody's into it. So if you're this is very much a non-boring part of practice, because there's a winner and a loser. And by the way, they're keeping score.
Yeah. And compete in everything you do is one of the core values.
And so you hear the announcer say, okay, like 30 seconds remaining, offense leads 12-10, you know. And the other part to it is, as I said, it's very physical, but there are officials there who will flag the defensive player. And, you know, when there's obvious holding, and they held when they got beat. So you could see, when you talk about receivers having the ability to create separation, you see that in this drill, don't you? You know, that quick fake this way, go the other way, and how quick they are out of their break to create separation with the defender, Mike.
Yeah, and then on the other end, you're looking for recovery speed, right? That's something that you look for in defenders, especially DBs. So are they able to accelerate and close that gap to the defender and then make a play on the ball? That's huge. I root for just good plays. You know, I'm not biased to offense or defense. I played both in college. So I just like really good competitive battles between them. And it's just really, it's really good. It's really good to see. It makes, it's iron. It's the old adage, you know, iron sharpens iron, right? And that's what you see in that drill. And what's really neat is you're seeing some, you know, at one point we saw two captains going up against each other. And then you got some of the younger guys going up against each other. So it's not just a drill that you're sending the freshmen out to do. It's for everybody. It's a great drill.
Was that was it Khalil versus Dom DeLuca, wasn't it? That we
it was DeLuca versus I forget who it was. Yeah, it might have been Dave.
So it a great matchup, but there was also some matchups with the new receivers who I thought looked good from, you know, my untrained eye. But you talk about looking for good plays, and there was one play specifically where it's exactly what you talked about. The receiver made a great break. The defender showed catch-up speed. And Drew Aller put the ball, Mike, the only place he could put it. I mean, I did a gasp and a wow right in moment, in real time, because it's like he could not have walked the, however, like 20 yards and handed the ball to his receiver better than what that throw was. And it was seeing it up that close. Like, we all know Drew Aller has a prolific arm. He just got tremendous arm talent. But for me to be that close and see it, Mike, it like I said, it was a wow moment for me.
Yeah, I do that all the time when it comes to quarterbacks. Like, until you see a quarterback kind of spin it live, you don't really have a really good feel for their total makeup, in my opinion. But I've been wrong, too. I remember being on the sideline of the Rose Bowl in 2016, and I might have been with Kenny Sanders at the point. We're just, you know, watching pregame, you know, IDing some of the players. And then, you know, watching Sam Darnold, I'm like, this guy stinks. He throws an ugly ball just in warmups. I'm like, this guy's a bum. And then he just had one of the greatest performances I've ever seen live. So, yeah, I've been wrong. But, yeah, when you see Drew live, you're like, oh, okay, all this hype makes sense.
Well, and I think, too, you know, the arm strength, you see him throw a deep ball, which I've seen up close a few times that, you know, on pro day when he was there helping the players work out and do all that. You just say, wow, you know, there's some tremendous arm strength and arm talent there. But I think for me, it's like when that out pattern where it takes arm strength and touch, you're not lofting it in there. You're drilling it in there. And it's a long pass to get it to that corner of the end zone. So when you're anticipating where your receiver's going to be, because the ball's released so much sooner than when the break is made, you have to say wow to it. And that's what we saw there. I want to bring up one other play that we witnessed. I think this was when they were working on two-point conversions. Okay. I'm not sure how much of this I'm allowed to talk about, Mike, but I've teased with you to tell James, I want to see Vega Ioane catch a pass. Okay. And they ran a play. I won't say which offensive lineman, but an offensive lineman was eligible and they threw to him. They converted the play. The players, the coaches, everybody went crazy. I went crazy because I've been asking for that as long as you and I have known each other, right? And to me, the highlight to the whole play was afterwards, James Franklin comes out, smile on his face, but he says, okay, we got that out of our system now, all right? Can we move on?
Yeah, I think it was like one of those jokes plays, and the fact that it worked was funny. So. Yeah, I don't know if we're going to be saying that much, but yeah, I know it made you happy. Definitely. But it's cool seeing, it's just, you know, that's part of that whole atmosphere, the competitiveness of practice. They're not short, they're very long practices. So to keep that energy and that juice throughout the practice is really cool to see. And things like that, when when you're able to do that and loosen up and have some fun within practice really helps.
It has to. And for the players, I mean, this is a long camp. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about the difference between, okay, it's camp, and now it's switched over to game prep week.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's very different. And I'm going to want to talk to you about it. But this was like the last week of multiple weeks of camp where to be able to break things up, I bet has to be, it's just a good thing for everybody there, coaches and players.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so that it was a lot of fun to see. And anyway, now, Mike, we're wrapping up quarter number three. When we come back, what I want to talk to you about is now, okay, it's game week. Okay. It's go time. You know, we always hear James Franklin say, we want to be 1-0 this week. Well, this is the first week where we're actually going to see it. It's now into game routine type of week where, okay, here's what we do each day, how we lead up to it. And I'm assuming you want to set precedent. This is how a week is treated, no matter who it is we're playing. We're going to talk about that, Mike, when we get back right after this break. So stay tuned.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student-athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student-athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United, the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student-athletes at Penn State. For more info, go to happyvalleyunited.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Happy Valley United. It's quarter number four of our show. I'm Jim, he's Mike. We're talking about Penn State football. Got the opportunity to attend a practice with Mike last week. It was a great experience. Saw a lot, learned a lot of fun also. But now for the team, Mike, it's the shift. It's no longer just camp, you know, getting all ready. It's nitty gritty time and it's game week. So how does everything change? How does the practice change? How does the atmosphere change? How do attitudes change, players, coaches? What's going to be different this week?
I think this is like such a challenging week around college football. And for a player, it was tough for me. I know, you know, I went to West Virginia, you know, so education really wasn't that big of a deal. So we were still at school, but that meant, you know, more parties and more social opportunities for us. So that's something that the staff and Coach Franklin have to manage in transitioning them, prepping them, getting them ready for that, all the social things that are going to be coming at them, especially for the young guys. The older guys, they're more mature. They can kind of help the younger guys know what to expect because now they're going to, you know, driving downtown yesterday, you can see all the students kind of moving in. You can feel that juice, that football juice. It's coming. And then, you know, so that's going to have all these different kind of social activities, parties, whatever that is out there. These guys are still in training, right? So they have to battle that as well as they're starting school. All right. So unlike West Virginia, this place being a premier academic institution, all right, they got to take that seriously as well. Oh, well, they also got to balance out football. Now they just don't have football all day. It's class. It's all these other things on top of football that they got to manage too. So it's a tough week, I think, mentally and for everybody to get adjusted. I know it was, you know, these guys, you said it's a long camp, right? Hell, yeah. These guys, they haven't seen anybody else other than, you know, the 150 people in this organization, you know, and I'm counting the players within that. So they're going to see other people now. That's going to like want to trigger them to like, all right, let's go do something. Well, they got to stay disciplined, right? They got to stay true to the core values that Coach Franklin preaches. All right. And then get past this week. All right. And then truly get into a routine. So now the routine's coming. All right. So Monday's going to be a Monday for the rest of the week, for the rest of the season. You know, granted, the outlier being a bye week, Tuesday's going to look the exact same every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's all the same. So this is the week that they're going to get into that routine, which is nice. But you have those other things out there that can be distractions. But like I've said before, Coach Franklin is in his 12th year. He's been able to see what he's done good, what's worked, what hasn't, and tweak it to how he wants it now. So he's got a, you know, a really good handle on this week.
And, you know, and everything you said about football, is my takeaway from that is going to be, I went to West Virginia, so the academics weren't a big deal. That's the quote I'm going to use for my friends who went to West Virginia. You realize that, of course, right?
No, they'd be lying to you if they told you any different.
And after we're done recording, I'll tell you a couple of friends' West Virginia stories. But anyway, so now, okay, it's about game prep. How much now is, you know, I'm sure there's implementing the offense, a new defensive coordinator, a lot of new things going on through camp. So now, okay, this week we're prepping for Nevada. And I know it's 1-0 this week. You got to take everyone seriously, but it's the first game of the year. You're a heavy favorite. How much goes on with this game planning? So how much different will, okay, is there a subset of plays that you run? It's like, okay, we have the big playbook. For each team, we use a subset of that playbook. Is that how it works? And it's like we're going to rehearse those things. Also, is there a rehearsed first 10 plays, say, that we always hear about? That, okay, these are the 10 plays we're going to especially work on because that's what how we're going to open the game.
Yeah, I think every team, they have a 10-play script, opening drive. Every team does that. And usually probably within the first game, you want to be good at what you're good at. So if I'm a fan, that's probably what I'm looking to see from Coach Koltnicki, is what we're good at. You know, we're going to run. And then I think the creative minds and offensive coordinators like Coach Koltnicki, I think what they do really well is they set things up for later in the season. So maybe it may be a motion or a formation and some kind of action or play action or something like that. And then he builds a play off of that. So it's a different, it's the same look, same formation, same motion, but then, you know, he's able to branch off that and have multiple plays off that. So I think that's what you see. I think that's pretty standard, to be honest, Jim. Just because we're heavy favors doesn't mean they're going to be any different from a scouting standpoint. Where can we expose them? From both sides, all three areas. So yeah, that's kind of how I see it. I think that's pretty standard with football at this point for game or week zero or week one.
If I'm looking at it with the prep for this specific team, I know this is a team. You have Catron Allen and Nick Singleton in your backfield. This should be a run first team. Okay. That's what they do. However, with that said, you've got three transfer portal receivers. If I'm the offensive coordinator, I want to really get those guys involved early.
I think it, even in the past, other places that I've been, you know, say we're coming off a year that we ran the ball. We were like 70-30 or 60-40 or some crazy run pass. Well, let's come out in spring game or the first game, and let's just throw a Hail Mary or a, yes, you know, or something fun to excite the fans. But I don't know if we're going to do that, but yeah, I think it's just, you know, it's just that now the coaches are in routines. You know, we just talked about the players. Now the coaches are in a routine. All right, their game planning routine on Sunday nights and Mondays, and then the scripting Tuesdays, Wednesdays. They don't have time to be to think about, you know, how can I be cute this way or that way. You know, it's they got to trust the whole offseason, what they've been able to instill within the offense and defense and special teams, where they feel comfortable at, and then start rolling it.
Here's we've got this. We're recording this a couple days ahead of the release of this. So you've got a full week here, and you'll obviously see James this week. What I'd like to see you do, Mike, is, hey, James, remember Jim, who you introduced yourself to at the practice? This is what Jim suggested for play one. Let's little play action pass. They've got to be focusing on stopping our running game. First and 10, play action. Let's go deep to one of the new receivers. I think that would thrill the fan base there, Mike. Just my little two cents about it.
Yeah, I'm sure Coach would just love hearing that come from me. I'll probably hold off on that, Jim. But let's cross our fingers and just hope maybe we speak it into existence.
All right. Well, you don't have to take the blame. Blame me for it, okay?
All right.
I will go absolutely crazy if that's the first play, Mike. You realize that.
Yeah, but I mean, we've been talking about it. It's going to be tough. Like, I just, like, it's going to be so much fun watching this offense this year with all the different weapons and things. And you have such a creative mind at OC, Colt Nicky. Like, that's going to be so much fun offensively. And I guess, I don't know, maybe I am an offensive guy because I talk about Coach Colt Nicky in the offense a lot. But Coach, let's not forget about Coach Knowles and how stout that defense is. And regardless, in the past, that defense has always been the, you know, standard, you know, always tough, no matter what coordinator has come in here. So I don't see that being any different, you know, especially with somebody like Coach Knowles.
Yeah, the cabinet's not empty. I mean, he's got elite players at every level.
The back end, too.
Yes.
I think – they're all good from all levels, but I just haven't seen Penn State this long and athletic in the back end. And I mean, the corners, the safeties, those guys, and they're deep. So I'm really excited to see that group.
Well, when you've got multiple 4-3 guys on the defense and one of them's that linebacker, you know, this is going to be their weapons when you have that kind of speed. Let me ask you this, though. How does this change now? There's only a handful of position battles going on. The ones that are going on, is that still going on into this last week? Or do you think have the coaches mostly they've made their decision? Doesn't mean they can't change as the season progresses, but I'm just saying as part of before we get into a game week, we want to, even if they haven't told us publicly who QB2 is,
yeah,
they have an idea in their head.
Yeah, I think so. And then I just generally speaking, I think, you know, they still need to let some of these competitions play out. And that's just, you know, that may be here at a couple different positions. Most of the time, the coaches and the head coach, they know what their depth chart's going to look like at this point. They've had conversations with the players. You know, you've got to decide early or start looking at early in camp. All right, who are you going to redshirt? All right, who are you willing to burn the redshirt as a true freshman? All right, who's going to be the 1, 2, 3, 4 on your depth chart? You start thinking about that. And just a funny story from me, and I wasn't a highly touted player coming out of high school by no means, but I'll never forget going to camp the first year, being miserable and thinking I'm never going to survive college football, and then getting through camp and just being so happy that we just got done with camp. And going into this week that we're about to go into, I remember getting that jersey in my locker. It was a scout team jersey. And like the unawareness of myself at that time, I was like, I'm not playing scout team. And I ended up going to school or going there along with somebody from my area there in Youngstown. We both were on scout team. And we had some pushback, but Coach Rod got it out of us that day and had to do a lot of up downs. But there's that aspect. You you know, if you're a young, especially here, there's a ton of kids that, I mean, every kid that we recruit is a highly talented kid. Them not playing right away, that's an adjustment mentally. They're, you got to grow up with that. I'm use my example of not being mature about it. There's that you got to deal with too. So yeah, there's a lot going on.
It really is. Mike, it went way too fast, but that's the final word.
Always.
Thank you all for joining in. Make sure you join us again next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
Happy Valley United is the NIL collective that serves all 31 sports and over 850 student athletes at Penn State. These opportunities allow student athletes to engage with charitable causes and participate in business engagements to build their brands while making a positive impact. The collective connects fans, alumni, businesses, and charities with student athletes harnessing the power of Nittany Nation. Go to happyvalleyunited.com to connect with your favorite Nittany Lion team.
Whether a department outing, entertaining your clients, or reconnecting with your family and friends, let Revel XP take the hassle out of tailgating. Simply show up and immerse yourself in the tailgating experience. Full service includes bellhops helping upon arrival and tear down when you're ready to leave. Revel XP elevates your tailgate. Reach out to us directly at 814-933-4100 or go to revelxp.com for more info.